Let's go to the Cardio Newsline and talk jobs. It's Jobs Wednesday, as we love to always discuss everything that's going on at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. The training facilitator, Kristen's joining us on the Cardio Newsline. Kristen, thanks for joining us as always. You have this new workshop launching. What can you tell us about this Changing Careers workshop, which is very interesting?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I've been working on it for quite a while. It's a topic that just keeps coming up over and over again. So it was time to make its own workshop. So the name of the class is going to be Changing Careers. And we're going to focus on, you know, the questions people should ask themselves when they're considering a career change, how to identify your transferable skills. And we're even going to do a career assessment live in the class. And then I'll go over the results with everyone and just talk to people about how to read those results.
Why are transferable skills so important when thinking about changing careers?
You know, it really is, I think, the most important thing to think about, because I think what happens is people think, oh, I want to change careers. I have to start over. I have to learn everything brand new, start from the bottom, or maybe even go back to school and learn something completely different. But, you know, I think that when we start with looking at your skills, your education, your experience, everything that you already possess, oftentimes we can see how that could transfer into another role or job title or even a different field altogether. You know, think about like communication, right? Like we all communicate at work. We use communication tools. So let's say I use Zoom and social media as, say, a marketing person. How could I use those same skills as a project manager? I think, you know, when we think of skills like communication, they really do translate into a lot of other positions. And you'd be surprised at how much overlap there is, really.
You know, there's a lot of stress, you know, when changing careers. So how can taking a career assessment help in the process of changing careers?
Yeah, I mean, I think most of us have either never taken one or we took one a long time ago, maybe in high school or something. So it's a really good place to start. I think it's a great way to kind of establish what do I like, what do I dislike, what are some of my aptitudes. And then, of course, it does help, you know, get those transferable skills kind of right in front of you on paper. You know, so if you're struggling with like naming those transferable skills, a career assessment can help you identify them more clearly, and then usually they come along with a list of job titles that use those skills that you can then explore, which is really helpful.
Why don't you give us some of the details of this class?
Yeah, so the first time I'm offering it is actually going to be this coming Tuesday, which is March 26th at 10 a.m. People can sign up through their Connecting Colorado account, and then of course, if you need help with that account or if you need help getting signed up, you can always reach out to us at 719-667-3700, and you know, we'll help you over the phone getting signed up for that one or any other workshop.
And of course, the cost is like $4,500 for the workshop. So that, you know, so that is going to go along. Actually, these are free, right? So that was a mistype.
So totally free.
Totally free. And then from a time standpoint, just from a planning standpoint, they start at 10, but how long are these classes?
Yeah, so typically my classes are about an hour. This one is going to be a little bit longer, probably closer to an hour and 15 minutes or so, just because of that added, you know, doing an assessment together. I want it to allow some extra time. So plan for about an hour and 15 minutes.
And then typically how many people are going to these types of workshops? I mean, I would imagine like-minded people, it could be kind of a fun experience.
Yeah, so my average amount of people that I get attending my classes is about 40 to 50.
Wow.
Which is really helpful because I do them over Zoom, so I can, you know, I try to make it interactive. I'm chatting with people and answering questions and stuff like that. So it's fun.
And can they take things with them, like this career assessment? Would they be able to take that with them to sort of know where they stand?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So even though we're doing it over Zoom, they'll be doing their career assessment. I'm going to talk about the results, and then that career assessment result will be theirs, you know, so they can reference it any other time or even get in contact with us again if they have questions.
Okay. So. Call 719-667-3700 for more information. Kristen, thanks for the time. As always, looking forward to next week.
All right. Thank you for having me.